Joining us from Feast is Andrew Vitti. Andrew, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. A little bit, you know, it's gloomy. It's not cold, but it's that whole rainy, damp. Just feels like a good day to, like, lay around and do nothing or go out to lunch. Where are you going to take us this week?
This week we're going back to the Schlafly Tap Room. When's the last time you guys were there?
A couple of years ago, probably.
I would say within the last year I've been there, but I don't know that I ate any food.
Yeah, well, not in the near past, but recently a gentleman named Andy White took over the kitchen at the tap room. And the tap room is really kind of hitting on all cylinders right now. And it's not only this great place to go get some great St. Louis craft beer, it's a great place to go eat. And this week, I grabbed some friends, and we hit their extensive list of Pacific Northwest mussels. And they do about 6 or 7 varieties. And this week, we picked 2 that we think folks should check out.
I love mussels. Awesome. Love them.
Now, tell me the difference here between an oyster, a mussel, a clam. Can we break this down a little bit? Because I kind of lump all those together.
Well, they're all bivalves. They're all mollusks, right? And that would probably be as deep as I would go on that question.
So what are we eating the mussels with?
This week, well, they have, traditionally you have white wine and garlic, and maybe some parsley is a traditional combination with mussels. But they do one where they toss it with their Kolsch, which is a German-style lager, and it has bacon and garlic and some herbs. And then the one that I really dug was essentially a chili verde, so green chilies and some tomatillos and garlic, and they kind of get into the mussels, around the mussels, but better yet, as those mussels cook and they open up, they kind of let out a little bit of liquid that's called liquor, and it mixes with the whole thing, and it kind of settles down on the bottom of the containers that they're served in, and that liquid is where you deposit your French fries. So you get these great taproom fries with it, but really you want to kind of eat some mussels, clear them out of the way, and then dump those fries right in there and let them soak up that liquid and then go after them with a fork.
So do the mussels themselves, they're just served, I mean, does it eat kind of like a stew, or is it just a big old pile of mussels?
It's a big old pile of mussels, and really, you know, while they're great mussels, really, you know, in both applications, they're really kind of just flavor delivery devices, right? They're there to transport this great tasting stuff that comes with it.
So remind us the fries at the tap room. Are we talking kind of like the skinny, crispy, or big, thick wedges?
You know, they're really sitting in that happy medium between them. They're not super skinny like a steak and shake fry, but they're also not like wedges. So they're kind of perfectly made to hit the bottom of that bowl and soak up some of that goodness. And,
you're making me hungry.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Now, are they pairing down there on their menu? Remind me, do they pair it with, like you normally would do with a wine, do they pair it with recommended Schlafly beers?
I think do pair up. We were drinking, like we talked about last week, it's the middle of winter. You wouldn't know it from the weather outside. For me, it's big stout season, so they were pouring their Imperial Stout, and stout and mussels was a pretty heady combination.
So the Tap Room featured this week, Out to Lunch with Andrew Vitti from Feast Magazine. Now, do people send you ideas, or do you just kind of venture out and say, hey, I haven't been to this place in a while?
Yeah, I always, like, folks can reach me on Twitter. You know, that sometimes they will write the magazine. Sometimes they will leave comments on Feast's Facebook page. But really, I keep a running list, and it's a mix of new places that I feel like folks should be checking out, or maybe they forgot, kind of like the tap room was one that they're doing this great stuff, and it's always busy, but folks really don't think to go there. The tap room ends up being like the great mediator, right? When no one can decide, you know, you can go to the tap room, and it's going to be really good. And actually, I like digging up places that have kind of fallen off people's radar for really no good reason, but besides we have so much great stuff that's new in St. Louis.
Now, mussels with the side of fries there, is that going to fill me up? Is it going to be like a lunch item, or are we talking more of like a extended appetizer? How would you rate that?
It's a lot of mussels. You know, I would say many dozens in there.
Really? So, that is a huge, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's It's a Dutch oven. They when you order them, we ordered two or three different kinds the last time we were there, and there were three, kind of not mini Dutch ovens, but not full size ones sitting on the table. It'll fill up the table pretty quickly.
Hey, thanks so much, Andrew. We'll do it again next week. Always Out to Lunch with Feast Magazine this week, featuring the tap room, the Schlafly tap room, going back to a classic there, and that big old pile of mussels with a little bit of French fries on the side. There you have it, an idea for lunch in the coming days. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Andrew Vitti from Feast Magazine.